What is TWS podcast episode? Whatever. Who cares at this point?
The rant of the vindicated.
It's my podcast. And I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still live?
It's not working for me, Rich. All right, we gonna keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
I'm ready. I feel like the answer's staring at my watch, and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts. How many tries to take?
Damn.
Still ain't ready, Rich. Still ain't ready, Rich. We done this 113 times. This is episode 114 of the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I am J.Dot Flan, and joining me again via what is that one senator called it? A series of tubes. Remember that shit? Joining me again via a series of tubes is not out. Via the wonders of the interwebs is my brother Rich Nerd.
Yo.
And we are the White Pants Society. Thank you as always for rocking with us. We're gonna knock out some calls to action, you know, real quick. As always, we try to continue to draw attention to the situation in Flint, Michigan. I have bigged up Tavares Taylor and TT Charities for a while now. I'm glad to see, you know, he's getting recognized with some awards for the great work he's doing. Trying to help the people of Flint, Michigan. But yeah, please understand, folks, that we are 4+ years in. We're talking about tax-paying, water bill-paying citizens that do not have access to clean water right now. There were some state, I guess, programs in place to try to provide bottled water to some of these residents, and those programs are being done away with. I know Tavares and his organization have donated over 14,000 gallons of clean water to the residents of Flint, Michigan. So if anything you could do, you know, check out the website, ttcharities.org. Donate if you can. Spread the word. Just let's be our brother's keeper, and let's champion the folks that are helping to take care of our people, and do whatever we can to aid them in those efforts. So ttcharities.org. My brother Tavares Taylor, let's help him out. We haven't bigged up Rena's Cakeys in a while, but Rena's Cakeys, if you don't know what a cakey is, it is the size and shape of a cookie with the texture of a cake. It's got icing on it, dope flavors. I recommend the lemon, lime, and the strawberry, but she got like coffee, salted caramel, of course, like chocolate. Like, it's just dope. And she does all kinds of birthday cakes, wedding cakes. So check it out, rinascakeys.com. R-I-N-A-S, cakeys.com. And a big friend and I don't even know what else to say about him, but a dude has helped this show a lot. Alex and CelebrityHairCorp.com. I know for a while now, ladies, they've been running the no tax, no shipping on your bundles. You can't beat it. So if you need this summertime, you might need to like refresh them bundles. I don't know how it works. I'm just thinking glue and sweat, it might not be the best combination.
So, exactly. For real, yo. And he listened. He got your Peruvian mix. He
whatever
got your Yaki.
Whatever that is. He got it all, people. And it's tax-free, no shipping. CelebrityHairCorp.com. Holla at your boy. All right. You got any people you want to big up while we at it?
No. I got some stuff for some people we met, but I got to work it out first.
All right. We try to keep it professional. All right. So I've been wanting to talk about this one for a minute, Richard. I'm going straight into my rants of the week. These are not news articles. These are not anything. This is nothing of importance to anybody but me, maybe. But I've been seeing this a lot, and I've started to see dudes do it. And I'm just wondering, am I the only one? Am I the only person that thinks bathroom selfies are fucking gross? Like, I don't understand what's possibly sexy about a picture of you. And like, especially a public bathroom, like maybe in your bathroom, it might be cool. Like, it's your bathroom at home, and hopefully you keep it immaculate. But, like, you know, sexy places are like the bedroom. You know, don't you got a mirror in your bedroom that you could rock the selfie on? Or maybe even the kitchen, you know, because you could get creative with food. But the bathroom, no. Like, I know what I go in the bathroom to do. It's either to get dirt off me or out me. Like, these are the only two options for me in the bathroom. And then especially the public bathrooms. Like, I'm just thinking it stinks. Like, you might be taking this picture and it's somebody shitting directly behind you. Like,
behind you.
I don't understand the era of bathroom selfies. And I'm wondering if it's just me. Like, am I the only person grossed out by these pictures of public bathroom?
So I'm on the fence about it, but let me explain while I'm on the fence. On one hand, I do take bathroom selfies. I go in the bathroom, do what I got to do, or I just go to the bathroom just to take a selfie. Because, you know, sometimes you got to make sure your outfit, like, you're looking okay, like, you're prim, you're proper, shirt tucked in properly, your gig line is good. But I don't post those pictures. The reason why I don't post those pictures is because I don't feel like, why are you posting a picture in the bathroom? Like, I don't want to see the bathroom in the background of somebody else's picture. I don't want people to see the background in my picture. Plus, like, you never know what you can accidentally, like, catch in the background because other people's in the bathroom. So I don't post those pictures. Before I'm walking out the bathroom, if I feel like a hair is out of place or something, I'll take a picture, work on it later. But yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I can see going in the bathroom to check yourself. I don't take, I don't like to take pictures, period.
I was about to say that. You don't like to take pictures anyway.
Anyway, yeah, so of course I'm not taking a bathroom selfie. But yeah, I just think like trying to do the duck face or whatever that bullshit that people are doing these days or whatever. I seen a picture, shout out to the Petty Group. What's the name of the group that you got me in? On Facebook,
that Petty Group, I can't remember it now.
We're gonna shout them out next episode, but shout out to that group because I've been spending a lot of time in that group because they post some crazy stuff.
It's some petty in there.
It's some crazy stuff in there. But it's a dude in that group, and I swear he took this picture from the stall. Like, it looked like he took a selfie while he was still like with the door closed, like still in the stall. And I think the caption was like, would you let me eat you out or something like that? Like, do you in the...
What the...
Like, yo.
Bruh.
Yo. I don't know. We come from a different... What's... Ilk? Is that a word? Is that still a word? Can you say that? We ain't built...
Yeah.
You know.
I don't know if they'll know what it means.
I've been listening to a lot of Black Rob this weekend, so...
Does that mean we old?
Like, old school New York terms is just like, popping up in my head right now. So, yeah, like, ilk. Shit like that. Speaking of old school hip hop, I did decide to do, and I'm going off script right now, but I did decide to do a lyric of the week from back in the day. Our lyric of the week for the last couple of weeks have been, recently dropped albums, and I think this week I got like the fatigue of this good music, summer shit like finally hit me because I wanted to check out Teyana Taylor's album, but it just got to be too much like. I already had like 6 albums in the tuck that I was trying to vibe with, and it's like here's another album, and I gotta find some time to spend some time with it. And
yeah, I get it. I was waiting to ask you actually if you played it. I was gonna say sadly, but it's not sadly because it wasn't high on my list of priorities. But I have not played it yet because it's too much. It's too much.
Huh?
Music overload. I don't even feel like I'm in a good position right now to where I can even judge Infrared.
Yeah,
so it's too much back to back.
I feel like I still haven't spent enough time with Styles P album. I definitely haven't spent enough time with the Nas album. I'm forgetting about the Black Dog Ninth Wonder album, and we all know that's epic. And we just haven't had a chance to talk about it enough. Because every time you turn around, it's another one. It's another like heavy hitter. These are all good albums. I know nothing about the Teyana Taylor because I haven't checked it out yet. But it's just that, I'm a little new music fatigue. And that's sad because for years it's been like, man, we need some new music.
Yeah,
and it's like everybody
hit
at the same damn time. Like, hey, give me out. Now I need a break. Now I need to, let the mumble rap have it for a while so I can catch up.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I went back to the Black Star album for this lyric of the week, Rich. And you want to know the crazy thing about the fact that I went back to the Black Star album?
Number one.
Is that the lyric of the week is from neither Talib Kweli or Mos Def.
Damn.
So the lyric of the week from the Black Star album is from neither Talib Kweli nor Mos Def. Are we ready for this one?
Yeah, who we celebrating?
All right. I decided to go with Wordsworth. And I wonder what happened to Wordsworth I'm pretty sure he's still out there doing his thing. I just haven't. I'm not an underground head like I used to be. But dope line. It reminds me of just old school battle rap. Just dope lines. Where everybody had to have dope line. Like punch lines mattered. That's a new shirt. All punch lines matter. Anyway. Here we go. Lyric of the week. Black Star. The track is Twice in a Lifetime. Wordsworth. Here you go.
Revive or ruin. My theories are mics. What? Sony or Iowa. Black or white. I fit in all stereotypes. Word. Search for a casting plot. I make you a laughing stock. So shook. I can walk a half a block and feel the aftershocks.
You got to stop it right there. You got to stop it right there. My man says, search for a casket plot. I make you a laughing stock. So shook, I could walk a half a block and feel an aftershock. They don't write like that no more, Rich.
No.
They don't write like that no more.
Nah, the wordplay is not the same like it used to.
Nah.
Like it used to be.
And then, you know, going back to, I guess, me reminiscing. Yeah, it's been a Black Rob type weekend. I watched Belly this weekend. Listening to Black Star.
Belly?
Yeah. I'm thinking of a master plan. I'm trying to take over the world. I had to watch Belly get that, you know, Tommy and Sincere vibe going again. Like, what can I do to get this bread?
Damn.
I had to go back. And then I'm also going old school with my my beverage and vape. As a kid, I used to love peanut butter crackers and Coke. So now I got me a Coke in my jail cup. And I'm vaping peanut butter e-liquid, so. Shout out to the old school.
They got peanut butter? I mean, shit, they had cotton candy, so why wouldn't they have peanut butter?
Nigga, shit. Trying to talk with the vape. Nigga, they got chicken and waffle flavor vape. Yeah, you can get it. It's out there. It's out there.
Every flavor imaginable.
All right. So, all right. We talked about bathroom selfies. We talked about Lyric of the Week, old school rap. I also wanted to ask this, because I've heard this... phrase come up recently. What is not friendly? What do you mean by that? Like, I want a chick that's not friendly. Like, it's throwing me off because I'm not understanding. Like, I don't necessarily want a chick that's not friendly, but I must not be understanding the meaning of friendly. So do you understand?
I don't understand it. I can only surmise that they're probably meaning I want a chick not that she's not friendly as in pleasant or fun to be around, but a chick that's not friendly as in like friendly to other dudes. Like when she got her dude, like that's it, not entertaining conversation or something like that. I can only assume that's what it is. Now if it is in fact that you want a chick that's just not like happy and friendly and go looking and shit, and you want somebody who's gonna beat your ass, then I mean that's a personal preference.
Personal preference. And
but bro, like, yeah, like,
I just kept saying it, like, yeah, I want to check this not friendly, not friendly. I'm like, man, nigga, what is this not friendly? I guess what you're saying makes sense. So I'm gonna go with that. I don't know why we just can't stick to words like loyal what is this? I'm losing the words that you use when somebody don't cheat. Like, it's supposed to be simple. It's another word. It's another real common word. There we. Thank you, Rich. Faithful, loyal, faithful, like not friendly. Just I don't necessarily know that you're getting the point that you were trying to get across.
Some of the time, though, I'm I don't know if it's showing my age, but sometimes some of them I don't get I know what some words mean. I just still don't understand why, like the whole fleek thing,
nigga.
I know what fleek means, but why? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And how did it start? Did somebody was just like,
yeah,
fleek, like.
And then lit. Okay. I know what lit means. I know what litty means, but why? Like, why is it lit? Like, because it's on fire? Is that literally where it came from? Like, you light something on fire, and once it's on fire, it's like, I don't understand it.
It's lit.
I don't.
Okay. Right, you know, I'm too old for all that. I felt like I had a good weekend, and I did not leave the house one time. Like, I just me. I finally got the office like almost exactly the way I want it. I need to get a coffee table. I want that coffee table that's got like the built-in refrigerator and like
that's dope.
Yeah, that joint like it's like $1,200-$1,300 though. So you know, buy some t-shirts, people. Holler at these t-shirts. I need this coffee table.
Man,
we got a couple
dope,
new t-shirts designed. Go ahead.
Over this weekend, I've been testing Red Bull. Man, they got that new coconut berry flavor. And see, I wasn't even doing anything. So I got it for the sake of getting it. But that coconut berry Red Bull is fire. I don't know if you've had the apple kiwi crack. The cranberry lit. Man, I just, listen, I don't, and as I'm not even, I don't even mix it with anything. Like, first of all, I've never been one of those people to like mix Red Bull with their drinks either, because then you'd be up and then Red Bull make you crash. But it is what it is. I'm drinking Red Bull out here just to be drinking Red Bull because they taste good. I'm not even doing any activities that require me to be up. But I think that's how they're gonna get the world right now. They taste too good.
Nah, man, that's a dangerous thing when Red Bull start tasting good, because.
That's what I'm saying. That's how they're gonna get everybody, because now they taste good. Like, I wasn't up to do nothing. I just drank it because it tastes good as shit.
Yeah, my boss has been laughing at me all week because I drink those amp drinks, and they definitely get me amped, and it gets me through a day. Man, like, it's straight poison. Like, it's just straight poison, and you know it. Like, you know when you're drinking it is not good for you, and this is not what you should be doing. And I'm not not a bad person, but. Sometimes I need the energy. But yeah, I don't know. I haven't done the kiwi, apple kiwi or whatever. I did the coconut berry. And I mean, it's a refreshing beverage. I did enjoy it. But I still try to treat my Red Bulls like I'm not trying to taste. I treat my Red Bulls like V8. Like, I'm not trying to taste it. I'm drinking it because I feel like I need it for something. Like, I drink V8 because I'm trying to fake be healthy. Yeah, so I'm just trying to.
Those splashers V8s are good though. The juices, like the actual V8 juices, the splashers.
The splashers are good. When they try to, put some pineapple juice and some carrot juice, like, yeah, those are all right. I'm talking about like straight V8, like straight that shit your grandmother used to try to get you to drink. V8, like that. I chug those. They got it. That's like a giant shot. I just got to get it down. Pause. But all right. So we understand the friendly thing. Let's see what else I want to talk about. I do want to correct something that I think I may have insinuated when we talked about. And help me out, Rich.
I was just about to say before you even butcher it. If anybody, just wants to drop us a line, just 5 seconds. Saying this man's name correctly, just let us know, because we're gonna butcher it every time. I don't know how to say his name. Half the time people mention him, they just say X. Say anything. They
see X to me, and that shows like the generation gap, because you can't call nobody X, and we're not talking about dog.
That's
man,
what I'm saying.
X. Like, that's X. X is DMX. You can't say X simply X and think I'm gonna think anybody else other than DMX. And nobody else in my mind has the ability to wear that mantle right now. There's nobody that can take over X. There is, DMX did what he did. He is who he is. He's still a personality. I listen to DMX sing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer every Christmas because that shit is lit.
Hey, yo, bitch. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
What?
That actually segues into a conversation that we're going to have later on. But I'm glad you said what you said, because I was going to mention something like that too.
But I do. All right. X, the new X, young X, I don't know. X with a bunch of letters after it. I'm not trying to say like bad shit about it. I'm not trying to talk ill of the dead. But I think in the last episode, because I knew he had some controversy behind him, and I remember him getting his records pulled from Spotify at the same time R. Kelly did. And so in my mind, I made the correlation to something involving like underage joint. But he wasn't even old enough for anybody to be considered underage to him, I guess. Mm-hmm. So I think the controversy was like him hitting or beating his pregnant girlfriend. Is that what it was? And that was part of the reason why I saw like so much, fuck X, whatever. Like, people just really like going in on a dead kid this week. And again, like, I understand all of that, and I understand beating a woman, more or less a pregnant woman, irreprehensible. Like, there's no defense for that. But that to me is not a death sentence. That does not mean that if you commit an atrocity like that, you deserve to die or that your death should be celebrated. I still feel like we lost a 20-year-old, and that should hurt. And then I saw people posting, you know, really dope posts about, like, what if Malcolm X had died at 20? Or what if the poet? Help me out, Rich. I can't think of her name. Maya Angelou. What if Maya Angelou had died at 20? You know, and they were saying, like, you know, Malcolm X would have been, you know, Detroit Red. He would have been a woman beater, an addict, a hustler, you know, a thief. That's what Malcolm X was at 20 years old. And I think Maya Angelou was like a prostitute at 20 years old. Mm-hmm. So it's like, hey, this kid, you know, this kid wasn't perfect. I won't even say wasn't. I don't want to say wasn't good, but I know a lot of people probably don't look at him like he was a good person. But he was 20. He had a lot ahead of him. Mm-hmm. A lot of time to make changes, hopefully. But, you know.
That's not I'm on the fence about that, but I'm not going to dig too much into it because you're right. People could change. You got a lot of life left.
Yeah, a lot of change. Life left to be somebody
You don't automatically name drop certain names when you end. You know what I mean? Because they paid to be not looked at in that mantle, if that's making sense. And they made their contributions.
But I think if you were to, you know, I think that was part of Malcolm X's message. It was that, you know, it does, you know, you can overcome whatever your circumstance may be, whatever your beginnings, whatever your origin story is. You always had an opportunity to be better. You always had the opportunity to be better tomorrow, to the next minute, the next second. You know, so take advantage. And if anything we should take away from this is that, you know, you can change right now. But if you're looking at right now and you feel like you have the opportunity to change, do it. Because, you know, what happened to this young man could happen to you. And you might be thinking, I'm only 20. I'm, you know, by 30, I'm going to calm down. You might not make it.
Nope.
Do it now. But no, I'm not. I don't think any of those people that posted that stuff was trying to compare X, Lil X, whatever, to those people. They were just trying to say, like, your beginnings are not your end all the time. And who you were at a certain age shouldn't define, you know, how we look at you for the rest of your life. This guy just never got a chance to get out of that age.
I'm with you. And I can agree with that. And I also think that Lil X is about to start trending. Lil X is about to start trending. But yeah, I'm with you on that one. And like you said, you never know, given the opportunity, what can happen. You never know, once you wake up and you open your eyes and you look forward and, you know, you grab the opportunity, what could happen. So that's part of the reason why I'm thankful to TWS Multimedia for giving us this opportunity and us to basically continuing to grab opportunities in the form of some of these projects that we're working on now. So shout out to Team TWS. And yeah, big things soon come.
Yeah, we got a lot of great content in the works right now. I don't even want to talk. I hate to jinx stuff, and I hate to, like, talk about things. I'd rather do them, you know. So just know it's happening. It's happening. All right. So never did this before, but this one deserves it. Tweet of the week. This one from is this Jason J-O-J? J-O-A tweeted, "White people call the police like customer service." Like, facts. That is the greatest tweet. You know, our Twitter catches a lot of flack because this is a lot of bullshit on Twitter. But that one right there.
This was everything.
That, yes.
This was everything.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Jason, for putting it as eloquently as possible. Like, that is just simplistic and beautiful. White people call the police like customer service. And it's sad but true. So sad, but so true. Oh man! Called the police on the little girl selling water.
That was crazy. I couldn't believe that. I really couldn't believe that. I saw another one with the lemonade stand. I just the calls are, oh my god, he's trying to pee. Oh my god, he's cooking in a designated zone. Like, it's getting ridiculous. It's getting ridiculous.
Yeah, I finally saw, like, the extended, like, video of the one that called the police on the barbecue. Mm-hmm. And it's like, man, she had the municipal code in her phone for like, this is the municipal code that they're breaking, right? Like this was researched and like, this was,
yeah,
this is a lot of effort to put in.
A lot of energy
for like, yeah, like for what? Like how it's detrimental. Like,
do you want a rib? Like shit.
But yeah, but shout out to JOA. For that tweet, white folks call 911 like it's customer service. Very dope. Very, very dope. All right, Rich. Are you familiar with Dickface Johnson?
I feel like I can firmly say that I am not familiar with Dickface Johnson.
You've never heard of Dickface Johnson? Well, welcome to another episode of Guess the Ethnicity.
Bruh. Dick face John. I say, go ahead.
So you know when the police make an arrest and they have to do the and they do like the arrest record, they list a lot of things on there. They list like your age, weight, address, stuff like that. They also will list known aliases. And so a gentleman was arrested the other day because of a domestic disturbance. And listed as one of his aliases was Dickface Johnson. So, Richard, I ask you, based just solely upon that, can you guess the ethnicity of Dickface Johnson?
All right. So, the police were called.
Right. They were called. This was a domestic disturbance that they were called.
He was arrested for a domestic disturbance.
Domestic disturbance, yeah.
Whew. This is a tough one.
Okay, I'll actually give you the charges that he got. Because I think he didn't get arrested for whatever the domestic is. They were coming to see what was going on. What he got arrested for was assaulting a police officer and violently resisting a police officer.
All right. Yeah, it doesn't change what I was going to say. It goes further, lets me know. So this is the conundrum. His name was what, Dickface Johnson?
Dickface Johnson.
The first thing I thought was black.
Uh-huh. It was just based on the Johnson? Pause. God. Based this is horrible.
His name is Dickface Johnson. Like, come on. Yeah. First of all, it immediately made me think of Friday. And what was his dad's nickname? Was it Sweet Dick Willie?
Sweet Dick Willie. Yeah, there we go.
So that's what immediately made me think. Like, right. Black people, I don't know why older black people be having these nicknames. But then when you said, before you even told me what the crime was, you said he was arrested. The fact that he was apprehended made me think white.
Made you think, all right. So what are you going to go with? What are you going to go with?
It's like I'm torn because
we're coming. We like to get a first guess though. We're just off top of your head. What you gonna go with?
I'm gonna say white.
You're gonna say white. All right. So, Dickface Johnson, your first guess at the ethnicity is Caucasian.
Yep.
All right. Moving right along. This was another interesting story involving somebody who probably gets referred to as a Dickface more often than not. You hear about this one? The officer that that pulled over his daughter's boyfriend.
So I actually didn't hear about this one until you told me about it today. And then I read that article and I was like, what in the fuck? I mean, I get it. Like, and let me explain. I get it in the sense that I understand that dads are always going to want to protect their child. And I get that they're always going to make those threats to the daughter's boyfriend, suitor, or whatever the case. But my dude, this went way too far.
All right, so let me read a little some of the story that I was looking at. All right, let's see. John Kovac is the police officer. John Kovac's 18-year-old daughter, Caitlin, was dating an 18-year-old her parents didn't approve of named Makai Coleman. She wasn't responding to her father's attempts to talk. So Kovac tracked his daughter's computer to a friend's house on this street, on West Luther 34th Street in Lorain, Ohio. Then he sat in his patrol car and waited. When Coleman's silver Pontiac drove past Kovac, he flipped on his flashing lights and initiated the traffic stop that would end his two decades with the Lorain Police Department. So I guess that is the good part about this story, is that this police officer's been fired. And then nothing went further than... Did you read like how far it went? Like, did he actually arrest him? Or did he just... So basically, he told the kid, you can get out the car now because you're going to jail. Put him in his cruiser. And basically was saying, we're going to make this up as we go. Like, I'm going to make up the charges or whatever it is as we go. Like, you're going to jail and I'm going to find a way to put you there. You might as well get out the car now.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
And this is because, you know, this kid was dating his daughter and he didn't approve. Further in the story, it sounds like the girl was actually living with Makai.
Mm-hmm.
And that the mother had actually come home once and caught them having sex. I can almost see the rage level. Like, I can see where the rage level might have been with this particular gentleman. This is still clearly an abuse of power. I'm trying to put myself in his shoes and see if I was a police officer with that kind of power and I had this sort of situation going on in my family life, would I attempt to use, would I attempt to abuse my power to rectify a situation with my daughter I didn't like?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to put myself there with Elise and figure it out.
And I think in an article it says that the daughter even objected, and she was like, nah, like, what are you doing? She threatened to call the cops. And the dad was like, if you call the cops, you know, I'll hit you with obstruction of justice. But she's the one who called the cops and got the cops involved. And then, so what made it worse is that basically, while he was there harassing the daughter's boyfriend,
the
cops got a call. And it was a woman who called, the woman's boyfriend threatened her and her family with a weapon. And she's calling, you know, the cops, we need somebody here. Like, you don't know how that situation could have escalated. She needed help, like, right then. And Kovac was listed as available. They are summoning him, calling his squad car. He's not picking up because he's outside threatening his daughter's boyfriend.
Fucking with this dude, yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. So it goes back to say that everything that people say all the time, you could be out there catching a real criminal, handling a real crime, but you're choosing to be here.
You're harassing me. But see, you know, the more I think about, so this goes, there are things that I don't do or I don't get involved in because I know I fuck them up. Like, you know what I'm saying? So like, I tell people all the time, I'm not a pet owner because I don't like pets like that. And I probably would, you know. Oh shit, like, I feel like if I owned a pet, I wouldn't properly take care of them. Like, I feel like it would be irresponsible of me to own a pet because I would be more likely to mistreat them than that. Like, I've never looked at an animal like a member of the family. So if a dog come in here and shit on the studio floor, I don't have a dog no more. That's just how, you know, if I have a dog and the dog shits in the studio, I don't have a dog. What happened to him? I don't know. I opened the door and closed it behind him. That would be the nice way I would rectify the situation. But this is why I won't own a dog, because I know that's where I would go. So I say that to say, like, I probably wouldn't try to become a police officer because I know what I would do, you know, with that kind of, when given that kind of power or responsibility. Mm-hmm. And so me being a responsible person, saying I'm not the kind of person who needs to be allowed to have that, you know, I don't need to walk around with a badge and a gun. I tell people all the time, like, I was meant to be my size. Like, I was meant to be 5'9", like, under 200 pounds. Because with the temper that I have, if I was a larger human being, I'd be dead or in jail right now. Because I didn't slap the shit out of everybody for no reason. I know it. I know this about me. So it's like the only thing that stops me from going out there and getting into fight after fight after fight is the fact that I realize I'm going to get my ass whooped. Let me not do this. If I was a bigger individual, or if I had a badge and a gun, I'm just saying. But I think, you know, these whatever these psych exams, they need to be written better to catch this kind of stuff. Like, I know this about me, so I prevent myself from being in those situations. Maybe this dude wasn't aware that he was a dick. I don't know. His name should have been Dickface Kovac. Now would have helped everybody out.
All right, speaking of dicks.
Oh no. Pause.
No, I'm ready. Do you have another clue?
All right, let's see. Let's get back to guess the ethnicity. All right. I'll give you the city this took place in. It took place in Largo, Florida. Largo, Florida was where this gentleman was arrested. They were called to his house. He's 37 years old. So he's a 37-year-old dick face. So he's not exactly like Sweet Dick Willie's age. He's only 37. Let's see. He was quoted as telling the police officers when they got there that I will beat every cop's ass. And he is currently behind bars with a bail set of $5,150. So $5,150 is his bail. Dickface Johnson behind bars right now waiting to post bail. Ready to beat every cop's ass. What you got?
Some reason I still want to say white. Like part of me wants to say, actually, I almost want to say he's Hispanic to cover both sides.
Just go somewhere in the middle. Right?
Man, we are. That's what she said. I'm going down for this one. But no, I feel like guys named Dickface Johnson, but then I think it's stereotypical because it could happen. So therefore, it's like he could be a white guy. Then the fact that I'm going white. I ain't going to explain myself. Damn it.
We going. All right. So you're sticking with your original guess of white,
yes, and, sir.
And segueing directly from there. Speaking of white, Reese. So what was the publication that did this survey?
Was it who was it? It was Ranker.
Ranker. So do they rank? They just rank shit. Is that what they do? They rank stuff.
Yeah. So Ranker had a poll, and they did a open voting, open contest on who's the best rapper out of 100 people. I guess. Well, I guess I should say I don't know if they picked the people or it was the top 100 people that voters voted for.
Okay.
And they put it into order. And they got a list of the top 100 rappers of all time. Hold on. I just seen something that made me sick. Yeah. I gotta go back to it. So top 100 rappers of all time. And Eminem is number one.
Gotcha.
And I have so many grievances with this list. And what just pissed me off was that I just scrolled through the list. Just wildly like looking at stuff, just breezing through. And where is he at? Cause this shit pissed me the fuck off. What number is he? They got Extentation up here.
Oh, wait, what number is
they got Lil X up here.
Extentation. Shout out to David, by the way, for purchasing a shirt on What Is TWS Goods.
Yeah, one of the original supporters.
This man cures bacon in his own house. And hopefully he hasn't mind me letting the world know, but he just copped a B-Bacon t-shirt. We got the B-Bacon drinks based on episode 112. So just saying, be so dope that you don't have to advertise. B-Bacon.
All right, so Extentation was number 71. Greatest rapper of all time. Somehow these people have X, not taking nothing away from him, but somehow they have him beating Jadakiss, DMZ, Future,
yeah.
Rick Ross, Meek Mill.
Okay. So clearly we can discredit the entire list.
Yeah. Basically. Like the fuck? Fab, Young Jeezy. Come on. Black Thought. First of all, the fact that Black Thought is number 95?
Shit.
Fucking nah. Little Uzi Vert is number 94.
Stop playing. All right, anyway, we don't need to discuss that any further. But let's do the hypothetical. Like, because I won't say M is a shocking choice. I'm not sure I would say M. I don't know. What do you think, Red? You go first.
All right, so it's crazy because some of the, even with the top 10, I agree with, never mind. I was going to say I agree with the top 10. No, I don't.
Yeah, let's just stick with M. M at number one. Would you put M number one?
I would not put M as my number one. M makes my top 10 every day of the week. All right. He's not number one for me.
I'm trying to think. I'm really trying to think. Like, I guess it depends on, and here's where like rap and hip hop becomes that weird space. And maybe this is all music. I'm just a rap hip hop dude. Like, there's so many different criteria on which to grade a rapper. Like, you know, we're having a discussion about the Drake thing. Like, can Drake ever be on one of these lists if he doesn't write every last bar of every last song he ever put out? And there's a lot of people who like, no, you can't be on a list with Eminem if you don't write all your music. And it's, you know, so Eminem from a, I will say this, as big of a rap fan as I am, the first time I heard Eminem, I felt like the game changed. I felt like something fundamentally changed in how I'm going to listen to all music ever again, based off how I listen, you know, based off what I heard from My Name Is. For the first time I heard My Name, I had never heard someone be that multi-syllabic. You know, like we've been doing multi-syllabic rhyme schemes for a while, but he was rhyming sentences with sentences. And that to me just had not been done before. Like, from a talent and a skill level perspective, from a skill level, pure skill level, pure ability to rhyme and to rhyme various schemes, I'm gonna say M is the GOAT. Content wise, I can't rock with him on everything. Like, song wise, like, who makes the best songs? Who has the most punchlines? Like, M's punchlines, B, he throws so many punchlines into a verse that you're going to miss the vast majority of them. He doesn't have a cadence that allows you to take advantage of how lyrical he is. You kind of just get lost in the amount of rhyming that he's doing. So I don't know. I mean, you know, to me, Jay is up there in terms of just that ability to rhyme and that ability to make his rhymes sound effortless. You know, Nas is up. But I think they all do something very well, very differently. So if we're just purely talking about the ability to make one word rhyme, or the ability to put together a sentence where one word rhymes with another word, I might say, yes, Eminem is my number one. But that is not the only criteria on which I judge a rapper.
So holistically, all around, who are you giving it to? If it's not just solely based off that, holistically, all around, and when you're thinking sales, lyricism, everything, like, what do you think?
I never think in terms of sales. I don't know sales because I never think in terms of sales. Like, I'm never looking at like how much. And I'd say my choice probably still will win in that sales discussion. Mm-hmm. But I think if I'm looking at a whole as a rap artist whose music, touches, I don't even want to say touches me, pause, but whose music I just think is doper than everybody else's music, I'm gonna go with Jay.
I can get with that.
Like, there's still, like, I'm gonna tell you, my Jay-Z moment was Dead President. Like, that is the greatest set of opening bars I ever heard. You know, I don't think anybody's ever recreated that. You know, who won a bet is that we don't touch letters, stack cheddars forever, live treacherous to all the et ceteras, to the death of us, me and my confidants, we shine, y'all feel the ambiance, y'all niggas just rhyme. Like, that's jumping in and out of rhyme schemes, that's rhyming this word, skipping the bar, coming back. Like, there was a lot of, you know, verbal gymnastics in that. And it's dope. It's got swagger, it's got everything that I think you look for in lyricism or in a rapper. So for me, holistically, it'd be Jay. What you got? What you gonna say?
I was gonna say the same thing. Honestly, if I had to pick out of all of them, Jay for a while has been my top. I've been rocking with Jay since Ben since. It just, that's my dude.
And I heard some of the bars on that Carter's joint. He still does it like with that I'm so nice, I'm not trying.
Yeah, effortless, nonchalant.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like he is the Dave Chappelle of rappers to me. Like when Dave came out and did that thing, like, you know, I can tell you what the punchline is gonna be and you're still gonna laugh. Like Jay has that kind of skill. Like I don't know what the equivalent would be for a rapper, but if whatever it is, Jay can do it. I'm a catch fire. And I feel like Jay won. Let me cause all kinds of beefs right now. Jay defeated Nas in that beef. I don't care what nobody say. Takeover and Super Ugly are both better than Ether. Suck my dick. Like, what else can I say to get myself in some trouble? Biggie was better than Pac, no question. What else we got? Come on, man. Give me something else I can do to shake it up. This episode is turning too tame, dog. I got to say something.
Man.
Biggie was better than Pac.
Biggie was better than Pac.
The Humpty Dance beats the Hammer Dance any day of the week. What else you want?
I mean, I agree with that one, too, because I wasn't a fan of the Hammer Dance.
I heard on the low Nelly got bars.
Come on, B. You just talking out your ass now.
Somebody told me that Nelly knows how to make hit records, but as a rapper, he got bars. That's just not what's ever needed for his kind of music. That's what I was told. Like that Nelly can spit, he just don't have to. I don't know. Nelly, if you want to come on the show, we'd love to have you. We can hear some bars. I'm trying to say some controversial shit. let me see.
Real quick, I just want to say a rumor.
Cardi B makes music for girls that bite the hot dog in the middle.
Cardi B is going to be the poster child for good parents everywhere.
I seen the video and Nicki Minaj can't twerk. What else you got?
One video though. Did she not look like a roach on his back? She looked like a roach on his back. That shit was funny.
You know what it set it off perfectly? If somebody would have dubbed over it, that joint, Jay saying, twerk, Miley, Miley, twerk. Twerk, Miley. Because somewhere in America, Miley Cyrus is still twerking. Don't forget that.
Man.
With the chicken cutlets. What else, man?
Before I let you go, I just got to say that Beyonce had the greatest album of all time.
Okay. Going on that, Off the Wall is a way better album than Thriller. Come see me. What else we got? Let's get back to this Dick Face Johnson.
That one might actually get some hate mail.
Hey, come on with it. Prove me wrong. Off the Wall is a far better album than Thriller. We go song for song. Who won what? I'm in that space today. I'm in that space. Let's do it.
Throw your hate mail too. All right, but no. Okay, GTE.
All right, so Dick Face Johnson. So after all of that, Dick Face Johnson. This dude, what do we say? Largo, Florida, 37. Police called on a domestic disturbance call. He tells the police, "I'll beat every cop's ass." He gets arrested for assaulting a police officer, violently resisting a police officer, and is currently in jail on $5,150 bail. His alias is Dick Face Johnson. I don't even know if I have any more details I could give you. I'm trying to think here. Would you like to know his government? What do you think? Would his government change something? It might be too much.
All right, fuck it. You know what? I'm going to go all in for 100, Alex.
All in for 100? What we got? Oh, you asking
Caucasian.
Caucasian. All right, so here we go. Here's the big reveal. Pause. Big reveal for Dick Face Johnson. Oh, man, that's horrible. We do not need to be revealing Dick Face Johnson's around here. Anyway, Jeffrey Forrest Poole is his name. And yes, he is a Caucasian individual. Yes, he lives in Largo, Florida. And police were called to his residence on, let's see, do they have a date here? No date. Doesn't matter. But yeah, even after telling the police he was going to beat his ass, they're going to beat their ass. And I think he even raised his hands to one of the cops. Raised a fist like he was going to hit the dude. He was arrested without too much rigmarole. He is alive and well and is awaiting bail. And he does go by the name Dickface Johnson. I wish somewhere in here they would have given us like a backstory on how he got the name Dickface Johnson. Mm-hmm. But no such luck. No such luck. All right, but you correct on that one, Rich. It is a white dude.
Yeah, because see what I'm saying? The nickname was there. It was almost tricky, but the way that he was treated by the cops set it off.
Yeah, I mean, this is like, are we 2 weeks in a row on this kind of, like, you can tell the ethnicity based on the survival rate? Like,
yep, it's a shame.
It's a shame. It's a shame, people. Like, I don't know. All right. Last but not least, because this is what all of this makes me think of. I think T.I. was on some show recently with, was her name Jemele Hill? Was it Jemele? Mm-hmm. All right. And she looking like fatter and fatter, not in a good way. You know, she looking thicker and thicker every time I see her. But that's neither here nor there. But T.I. Said he's publicly saying he's not supporting the NFL this year. I've been on the fence, and you know me, Rich. You know that I'm NFL everything.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm risking. I'm fantasy football. You know, I host a draft party. We was at, Buffalo Wild Wings last year?
Yep.
You know, I'm whatever you call it, I run a league. I participated in maybe like five or six leagues last year. One, I think the majority of them lost in my league. To a person who shall not be named on this show. But I don't know. I'm really, like, football has been such an important part of my life for a long period of time.
Yeah.
It's going to hurt, but I can't rationalize sticking with it this year. Like, I really can't figure out a way I can say, like, nah, but who cares? I think last year I probably did the, you know, boycotting ain't going to do nothing. But doing nothing ain't going to do nothing either, so.
Exactly.
I feel like I should try something. So I knew I was not going to buy a Sunday ticket. I had already made that decision, which is something I do. That's, you know, something I do every year. And as much as it, you know, as much as it pains me, and what's going to be interesting is the conversation I have with the other managers in my league. Like, when I tell people I'm not doing a league this year because of this, like, what kind of reaction am I going to get? I don't think everybody cares as much. If it's not happening to you, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So, that'll be interesting. But where you staying on it? What are you thinking?
I mean, it's an easy one for me. I'm not the biggest NFL fan out there anyway. It's, you know, I got that Giants love. Here and there, I might go big green. But, you know, it's not the biggest thing for me. For me, I mostly watch the games because it gives me a chance to, you know, spend time with my brother. Gives me a chance, like, to talk smack, hang out with the other people in the draft and stuff like that, and just have that camaraderie and, like, you know, just building and fostering friendships and bonding and stuff. But yeah, I'm not gonna go above and beyond or buy like any packages or anything like that, like NFL TV. But in light of like what's actually going on now, I can safely say I can miss every single game this year and not bat an eye and feel okay about it. Like, I'm good.
Yeah, it's going to hurt me, but I'm going to tell you what I am going to do, Rich. This is what I am going to do. I'm going to see the Austin Acoustic play the Seattle Mist on July 21st at the HEB, whatever the place is called. I'm going full on LFL this year. I'm going to be the biggest. I'm looking at the season passes. Like, if I can't have the NFL, then I'm going to rock with that LFL. I mean, they balling. They playing football. It's a good time. I can go to a game for $20.
That game was actually dope.
And the ticket was like $20. I can go to a game for $20. I mean, it's women in yoga pants. I mean, I'm not saying that's the draw, but it's there. Like, I'm not upset about it. They playing football. They don't have the same rules, so they, like, clotheslining and all kinds of, you know, fun shit. All right. So no NFL. full on LFL. Austin Acoustic for life. Even though the Atlanta Steam have a special place in my heart. They do. Shout out to number six. Anyway, yeah. I think that's all I got for this week, Rich. Hopefully I still have a family and a wife by next week.
Nah, we good. Let's see.
All right, but that's it.
These tickets are cheap as shit.
They're cheap as shit, though. It's like
it's at $13.
You can't not go. You gotta go to the game. Like, why not? How bad could it be? And it's good. It was a great time. Mm-hmm. I think we had a great time. So if you have a team in your city, check out the LFL. It's a dope experience. Very good. It's very fun. It's real football. They are playing football, and. I mean, we got to witness the game with a last second touchdown to win it. Like, it was dope as fuck. Like, check them out. But anyway, on that note, thank you for rocking with us as usual. We got new t-shirt designs going up in the store every day. I'm working very hard to try to get these shirts out to you people. Try to rep some of the dope ass catchphrases and slogans we've had on What Is TWS podcast. Get your B Bacon shirt. Shout out to David. But yeah, support us in any way you can. A lot of dope content coming. And until we speak again, be safe and be the light.
Peace.
Peace.